Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste and welcome. I am Sri Ram Kaha.
And I am Kira Ra, and welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, the November 12 full moon special episode. Really glad you're here. So much to share. And Sri, to share with so many beautiful beings. Where is everybody tuning into us today?
Well, we are broadcasting live to Oneness Talk Radio, BBS Radio, the affiliates of these radio stations. And of course, video is live at the Oneness Talk Radio homepage, the official Sri and Kira YouTube channel.
And Facebook.
So, yeah. Good heavens, join in.
Hey, find a spot that you're happy being at and join us, because, wow. And I'm watching that call board fill in. So let's hold out that number for those of you that don't have it. 517-208-1500. Again, that is 517-208-1500. Get into the queue. Remember that you do get to listen to the show while you are on hold. And so jump in. It's always I'm reflecting on yesterday. And I think the reason I'm already back at yesterday is because of what's coming forward, because of this waxing full moon energy. And hey, guys, how you doing through this, huh?
Well, the full moon is fast upon us.
And Tuesday.
I think many of you are beginning to feel that lift that comes with the full moon.
Right.
And this moon especially is working with the energy of this retrograde. It's almost, imagine a river going downstream and you have a rock and it starts spinning the water clockwise, but then there's another event which spins the water counterclockwise and you get these rotating whirls of energy. Well, these rotating whirls of energy is what I'm feeling right now. It's this bubbling that's coming up and saying, all is available.
Yes. And as I'm listening to Sri, I'm smiling and feeling so illuminated, which is a lot of the other energy coming in, because this is a harmony. You know, this harmony between this lunar cycle, and I'm talking about the entire month of November. So the harmony of this lunar cycle as it, and I love this, like the two spins, and I was thinking about them becoming the dance and the Leela. The harmony of this moon cycle with this particular Mercury retrograde is exactly that dance. And I just was smiling inside at how beautifully you were describing that, Leela, because guys, especially right now, you know, I want to share that Sri and I have been getting an overwhelming amount of email. And I don't want to say that it's overwhelming, meaning it's too much. Just like my heart is just so full, because
there's a crescendo.
It's really extraordinary to witness what's happening and to collectively come together and say, hey, yeah, it's okay. It's going to be okay. However, this is a moment where if you give in to density, if you give in to it all, because it's an easier dive, right? It's really easy to give in to density and just chuck it all away and decide that we are without any empowerment, right? Meaning we as beings of divine illumination. And so that is playing out right now in this November month of choice. And why it is so critical that we are together right now. And so if you are here right now, you are here because you already know the other side of this, the other side of this full moon. And we're going to be sharing about all of this during today's sharing, is that this is a moment for you to claim literally the resurrection and the reclamation and the restoration of your manifested dream. And here's the key. It's about those that are in the dream of service. So if you are sincerely at a moment, and remember, it's sincerity, love, and presence.
Yes.
And as Archangel Zadkiel always says, as we were discussing on yesterday's show, you will not be known by your words. You will be known by your presence. And so if your heart is carrying this sincerity, love, and presence that says, activate me, gift me with the gift of giving back, Thank you for this beautiful life and form that you have given me, beautiful divine universe. Thank you for the blessing of this body and these experiences and our connections and all of the things that we get to do on this planet. And now let me show you that I am here. I am ready. I am open and guided, and I am waiting. And so now let us bring our timetables together. And this is where, and another reason why we have this graphic up behind us today again, this is where these overlapping time circles and all of these multidimensional experiences are integrating right now. I mean, literally, guys, this minute, and it's been really rapidly going since the 5th of November.
You know, timelines are a kind of a mind-blowing concept.
I like time circles.
Yeah, time circles, well, they are.
Exactly. You
know, as long as we have a relative to density or relative to form, there's going to be that.
An illusionary perspective.
But here's the piece that I just want to, you know, add to this conversation.
Go for it, babe. Let's add it.
Is that timelines are a fact of the refraction of light. Timelines and parallels are a fact that light can refract.
Yes.
And so the conscious being who is energizing along a route, so to speak, can indeed split into multiple simultaneous experiences or can lean over and change lanes, so to speak. And the thing is, the density mind probably won't notice.
Yeah.
Probably won't. But your energy will. And so this brings up the question of, well, then what if I want to change? What if I don't really like the way things are going? You know, well, I think I'd like a bigger, brighter, better future. Okay, here's the trick. Stop wishing and start envisioning.
Just be in the energy
of that brightest, highest potential manifestation of
you. And then
you
have to express it.
Yes,
because
and then
that's
the expression.
The trap. What you're saying is the trap. We need to know, really, we need to talk about that.
No, but this is it. First, there is the vision. Then there is the expression.
The action.
And the vision plus the action will pull you into the correct alignment to support the final manifestation.
Given the foundation is of sincerity,
love, and presence.
Those of you that are part of our Mastery Mentorship team, you know that this is what we go deeply into the first Saturday of every month during our Mastery Miracle gatherings and ceremonies. And for all of you that may not know what we're talking about right now, download our app. It's free. You can get it Android, Apple, iPad, iPhone, text, tablet, all platforms worldwide. Just download Spiritual Mastery with Sri and Kira. And then check out Mastery Mentorship. Join us and be a part of this manifest energy, because Sri, everything you're saying works in alchemical ways of creation that will blow your mind, but they only work. And I hate to use the word but it's appropriate in this moment. You've got to have that foundation of sincerity, love, and presence. That's what I believe that this, and that's what I shouldn't say I believe because it's what the divine directors have been sharing with me this entire year. 2019, as we are getting really close to 2020, right?
Real close.
This has been the year, an entire year of divine awareness.
Yes.
And so this is a particularly potent experience, because are you aware of your own sacred intention? Meaning, are you really clear about, are you being radically, nakedly, authentically transparent with yourself? When you look deep down within, is there still that cord or that thread from density that's got a hook on you because of your deeper depth of intention? And here's the gift. If you can find that right now, and a lot of you are, which is why you're depressed and you're freaking out and you're going back into density at the exact moment when we're going to talk about why you must focus on the other. And if that's happening, then you're at your core intention. And at your core intention, you will also find your greatest fear. They're usually one and the same if it's holding you back.
And so the key here for this ascended manifestation, this ascended claiming of your highest truth, you don't have to know where you're going. You do need to know how you're going. And this means to ride the joy elevator, to feel the inspiration and the alignment, and to take action on that, meaning to do the things that cultivate that state of beingness. And as we cultivate that state of beingness, we automatically draw to ourselves the circumstances, the opportunities, and the compatriots, you know, the fellow travelers that will support you.
Well, and we become aware of our awareness. And this is, again, part of this whole 2019 energy. And it's bringing me over. I was just over in the chat at onenesstalkradio.com. Lots going on in there. Someone's asking about the dragonfly energy. Hey, if you want to know about that, we actually did. We discussed that quite a bit at the end of yesterday's show. And of course, what you're referring to is the fact that 2020, this year, 2019 of Divine Awareness, was the year of the divine lotus energy, because everything is coming out of the mud. Now, it might not all bloom into the most beautiful lotus, but it's the year of divine awareness. You will see it if you say yes to seeing it. That's one of the ascended presence gifts of this year. However, 2020 is the year of divine experience. So imagine the experience of all of this for an entire year, right? Going to be a massive year. Yes. So that's why the dragonfly has come in with that. And for more of that, go watch Explore the Mysteries from yesterday and go to the last 5 minutes of the show.
And I want to just add a little nugget about the dragonfly energy.
Yeah, please.
The, you know, the, without getting into the totems, because a lot of that is beautifully helpful and density based. One of the things that I carry forward from the dragonfly is this incredible ability to hover over the water.
Yeah.
Now, water is symbolic of the emotional body and also of consciousness. And the dragonfly comes in and can touch it and lift up from it and glisten and reflect and refract the light.
Dance.
And dance.
It's a dance.
So imagine your consciousness is able to kiss the sun, kiss the divine, to hover over that ocean of experience and yet touch it. This is one of those blessings that come with this dragonfly medicine.
You know, and Sri, aren't you all just so in love with Sri? I'm like, oh my God, Sri, that was like the most beautiful experience. That was like the most perfect dragonfly experience I think I've ever heard. I was feeling that. And that's 2020 right there. And we have the whole 2020 predictions. Everything's getting posted on our website before we leave for Bhutan next week. Yeah. And so a lot is happening with that as well. The other thing I wanted to talk about, Sri, was because I know a lot of people listening, and you and I have a lot to share on this. This is guest 862 over in Oneness Talk Radio chat. Hey, my finding my body in physical pain. Yeah, many are. So this is why I'm reading this out loud. Having old things flag up, but I've learned to affirm through them. Hey, blessings.
Good.
Doing salt baths, always awesome.
Good,
lots of time on my own, but my joints ache. Any tips to help with that? Now, I'm also going to read the next chat response to that before we answer kind of both of these at once. Guest 203 wrote, can you ask or recognize a body memory when it started? I have had a similar thing today and recognized an early childhood response to a parent. And then another guest here, 862, this is the original questioner, is saying mine seems to be more attached to a shift in energy. So the key is, you're both absolutely on target here. This is exactly what's happening right now in the remembrance. And I would first and foremost, Sri and I would really invite you, please go watch. If you did not see yesterday's Explore the Mysteries, it really is part one of this full moon experience. Go watch it. We talked a lot about this. In this moment, what I need to share with you and Sri needs to share is that we have also been going through, I would use the word almost extreme. And this is why we haven't put out the next year's ascension symptoms yet, because we know we're completing this year's symptoms when we're in Bhutan and India. But physical pain has almost been like ridiculous.
It's been a visitor.
Yeah. It's been an extraordinary gift and the best teacher ever.
So there's a couple of levels also that you may find useful. One of them is in the evasive medical intuitive training. We talk about a healing technique that we call presence healing.
Mm-hmm.
And just to give you a little Reader's Digest version, that body part that you are interested in, and I think this was the second response person, first center yourself. The body memory.
Right.
Center yourself. Then connect energetically and physically to the body part, meaning touch it or put your hand close to it. Maybe a hand on heart, another hand on the body
part.
Breathe and just notice. Be present to it. The first step in any form of healing is the release of judgment and the ability to accept what is there. To just be present to what is there.
You know, I want to just interject that last Sunday, Sri and I on this program talked about how just 5 minutes of focus can totally shift your life. You could use your 5 minutes just doing this.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And from that moment of connection, then you can even do this out loud as if you were talking to a young child to say, sweetheart, I'm here with you. Tell me what you want me to hear or know. And just be open to a dialogue with that body part. And I'll do no more here today. You got the idea. If you get in there with an open heart, non-judgmental, and have a conversation.
Because then you're in the seventh dimension.
Exactly.
And see, then it goes back to, and I'm going to throw up the graphic again, forgive me, but just in case some of you haven't heard Broken Record, Sri and Kira talk about this, but that healing is happening in real time with the divine presence of you. And in this waxing moon, and this is why I brought this comment into the show, in this waxing moon energy right now, we are being invited into a moment of such glorious celebration, of such extraordinary joy, of such absolute certainty of manifestation, that unless you are gifting yourself with at least staying in the fifth dimension, where you are the witnesser of the witness of the third dimension, where there is that great compassionate love in the fifth dimension, unless you are able to be staying there, then you're going to find that you're being pulled between the extraordinary heightened sense of density anxiety. You know, this is a choice month. And as we have been sharing, all spiritual evolution, all spiritual beings evolve through the energies the same way. And this is all in our new book. And it's all awareness, experience, and choice. And we go in cycles within cycles within cycles. And it is an ever-refining spiral. And so you can go up or you can go down, but it doesn't mean you lose the spiral. It just means that if you're spiraling one way into awareness, then you're going to have to go through experience and choice before you can open up to awareness, experience, and choice and start lifting up again. The gift is that November is a choice month. And the choice is actually being made on May 12th. Yet, all of the energy of this month, as it's in that Leela, as it's in that harmony, that dance with the Mercury retrograde, is going to continue. And I'm going to go ahead and also now show you the 2019 energy flow chart. Okay, you'll see right up there. That Mercury retrograde will be in the retrograde position through November 20th. And then, right after that, we are going to enter back into the new moon on the 26th. So from the 20th, the beginning of the post-retrograde phase, which keeps us into December, by the way, but from November 20th through the 26th, there's going to be an unwinding energy. Now, the reason I'm sharing that with you is I was just talking about this ever-refining spiral. That's going to be an energy that's going to really dominate pulling you down, which is why the balancing energy of this full moon is the moment to call you up. So that in the energy of the new moon, which is what? Creation. New moon creation. We're in this full moon illumination. This is your moment of great clarity. Full moon illumination is going to bring you to new moon creation. So what you are illuminating now and how you will create it is what's happening. And between November 20 and 26, there will be a strong unwinding energy. Why not embrace that as a relaxation into you? Why not embrace that as a, wow, now I see what was around me and why I'm here in this moment? So just sharing a moment of recognition.
These cycles that are upon us right now have this kind of bookend feeling to them.
Right.
And that's also a resonance. You know, stereo sounds a lot better with bookend speakers. Anyway.
Yeah.
As we come up into this full moon energy, November 12th, which is what Kira's been referring to.
Oh, forgive me. You guys know I am the worst.
That one of the things that this does is it's like someone turned on the spotlight.
And
what are you spotlighting? Are you bringing forward your fears and anxiety? Are you bringing forward your clarity? Or are you willing to see your clarity, to even accept it?
Right.
So often we are afraid of what we might know, therefore we choose not to look.
Mm.
This is a good time to set that one aside.
It sure
because
is.
Because there is nothing in this world that cannot enhance you.
Yes.
Everything in this world is there for your expansion. Even the seemingly horrible stuff is there to help you cultivate the capacity to expand your heart and your spiritual detachment when necessary.
And to let go of what you think that looks like. Because we often judge ourselves. You know, you're often... Not often, I shouldn't share that, but what I will share is that oftentimes when we are judging ourselves, we are disconnecting from the love energy of ourselves, thereby we are unable to break free.
Yeah.
And so I want, it brings me to a wonderful email. This email came in from Gloria, and it came to my desk a few hours ago, and I looked at it and thought, wow, you know, this is such a beautiful moment because remember, the three overarching energies of the November retrograde are what? Respect.
Yes.
Remember, which is where we are right now, and recognize. And so I thought this was just a kind of had a wonderful little sharing around it.
Well, let's share it with everyone.
All right. We're going to share it with everyone.
So the subject is about releasing expectations of what being authentic should look like.
That got my attention.
Dear Sri and Kira, I felt like sharing with you a small epiphany I had these days after hearing some of your shows on authenticity. I have been listening to your shows for a few years now, and I really love connecting with them, but I rarely felt they talked about my kind of life experience so far. And I really didn't see myself as similar to the people normally listening, mainly because I have never at any stage in my remembered life had any of the experiences that people talked about having since they were young, hearing, seeing, feeling, etc.
I want to stop right here because how many of you carry the same judgment? That's a judgment of self.
And a comparison.
Do you feel that?
Yes.
And yes, thank you for the comparison. You know, one of my beloved gurus is, of course, Paramahansa Yogananda. And, you know, one of the many things that I was blessed to learn through him was all comparison kills. When we compare, we kill our own experience. We kill our spirit. We kill our creativity. We kill our love. And this is what we're sharing here, is that when we carry self-judgment, it wounds at the deepest level of the self. And the soul that illuminates this body will patiently wait until that judgment barrier is dissolved so that it can step forward, arise, and fully illuminate the body of form, thereby inviting the body to relax into that sincerity, love, and presence as peace, love, and joy. That is the yoga of self-ascension. And so, Gloria, I really honor you for saying yes to the yoga of self-ascension, even while the self-judgment, and of course, that's one of the four steps of self-ascension, is the releasing of judgment.
Yeah.
So I honor and respect you writing such a beautiful opening narrative on that.
Well, let's go a little further.
Yeah.
So she continues, I've always been drawn to people like that, the ones that see, feel, hear, share, etc., and have been grateful they are around. But it was certainly not something I could relate to. I think I signed up for the full veil.
I love that. I love that. Full veil, please.
I have nonetheless, over the years, firmly believed there was more, which has given my intuition a chance to evolve and has helped me develop a beautiful bond with animals I never thought possible.
Beautiful.
Nonetheless, it all still felt normal.
Yeah.
Recently, listening to your talks on authenticity and being who you really are, I think it finally dawned on me that whatever my normal is actually my authentic self. And that's where my strength lies, right here, right now. And it doesn't have to be unusual for me to own it.
I'm clapping, Gloria. We're all clapping because this is exactly the mastery epiphany.
Yes. And so I do small things on a day-to-day basis that I feel provide love and support to the people, kids, animals around me. And I can trust that this is where I need to be now.
Yeah.
And that this authentic expression of myself, albeit normal, is just as it should be. and it will take me wherever it needs to take me. So thanks for drumming on about authenticity. Love to you both, Gloria.
Well, Gloria, namaste, first and foremost, and thank you. You know, Sri and I have been drumming on about authenticity since the release of our first book in 2004, Sacred Union, The Journey Home, The Path of Self-Ascension. And so it is our drum, but I do bow and say blessings to all of the Archangelic Realm and Ascended Masters that touched us on the shoulder all those almost 18 years ago now and said, the path of authenticity is ready to be taught. The yoga of self-ascension is here. Will you say yes? And we did. And so are you. And thank you. Because again, the four steps of self-ascension. And you know, we do have a free ebook at our website, guys, shrinkhere.com. Go and grab it. And it'll explain all of that to you. So Gloria, I just thought that was just so beautifully shared.
And I want to witness and celebrate that the degree of self-acceptance and self-love that comes forward.
Right,
here.
The release of judgment. It's because beautiful.
This is the most essential step. Yeah. Love yourself as you are and as you are not.
I love
that.
Love
yourself. And we begin right there. And then what comes, comes.
Well, that's absolutely true. And so, you know, I want to go back and share more about this moment, this full moon November 12 moment that we're at. And I see that we have a very large call board over here. Do we want to bring in some callers for Sri?
Sure. Well, let's take a peek in.
All right. Where is that? Michigan?
I think so.
Okay. I think we're going to Michigan. Namaste, Michigan.
Go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
We can hear you beautifully. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you. So I'm actually on the road right now, traveling to Albuquerque, New Mexico. And I just feel really lost right now. I thought my life was set about a month ago, and everything blew up. My health, my job, everything. And I'm being called to Albuquerque, but I'm not sure. And I have, like that person who talked about all the physical symptoms.
Yeah.
My physical symptoms have been even more intense lately. So I don't know where I fit in and what to do. And I've been seeing so many practitioners. And I thought I would call in. So that's where I'm at.
Well, first and foremost, this is absolutely not an accident that you are our first caller and that this is your experience. This is what we've been sharing during the show today, and especially as we get closer to this full moon. And I love where you're heading on your full moon drive. What I will share with you is this, sweetheart. Number one, you're seeing too many practitioners. There's lots of conflicting energy around you. And the gift of that is that if you choose, and remember, November is a month of choice. If you choose to do it, you are being invited to dive into a trust of self that you have never experienced before. And as we are waxing into the 12th, into this full moon that's coming up in 2 days, and as you are literally making a choice to say yes to you, this is the gift that is before you right now, is trusting yourself and really calling in your voice and paying attention to it. And that's obviously why you got through on this show and why you were the first caller. I mean, I kid you not, your line was like a blinking light to me. And so what that's also saying is that somewhere you have forgotten how empowered you are and how power-filled you are. And just what Sri and I were just sharing is that we're all on this ever-refining spiral. And right now, you've already jump-started in. Remember I mentioned at the end of the month, November 20 through 26, there'll be kind of this unwinding that's going to be trying. You're already in it. And so in many ways, you have a head start. And so my sense of you as, and it's through this beautiful group, by the way, that's your group that's sharing with me right now, is with every mile you get closer to Albuquerque, start celebrating that you're 1 minute closer to your new life. You're 1 minute closer to the new discoveries. You are 1 minute closer to the community that's going to support you. You are 1 minute closer. And they're saying keep driving, stay focused, and get clear. There's too many voices in your head right now. Trust yours. Angel, I love you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Perfect. Just what I needed to hear. Thank you so much.
We love you, sweetheart.
Many blessings.
Many blessings. Namaste.
Thank you. Namaste.
Thank you. And hey, give a big hug to Albuquerque for us. You know, Sri and I, our first home was in Tijeras, where Tosa Ranch was. Sri, I really want to take a minute before we go any further.
Yeah.
Because so many, I mean, we're getting the emails after emails, people feeling in almost a cathartic moment. And I really want to share that this is what the full moon is calling forward. And how, just as you just saw in like real time with our beloved caller who's on her way to a whole new life, we are all on our way to a whole new life right now. Whether you are literally in the car driving, whether you have been somewhere forever, it doesn't matter. The key is, have you been paying attention? And maybe, I don't know, Sri, maybe we should share some of the things that have been happening to us, because, oh my gosh, have they been wild. But especially since November 5th, leading up to this full moon of the 12th. And then remember, we're going to all dive into this full moon on the 12th, and we're going to wake up to that new life on the 13th. And I'm really like my breath, because it's also when the peak remembering of that trinity of energies is coming forward. And right. We've been talking a lot about that as well.
Yeah. Yeah. It's truly a powerful time. And, you know, maybe just a moment here. One of the people in the chat room talked about joint pain.
Yeah.
And I think that it's important to honor and recognize that our bodies are being asked to do a lot right now. Our bodies are the bridge between the ascended energy that is coming forward more viscerally, more tangibly into this intersection that you call your life, and the flesh and bones part of living, the rest of it.
I want to add, there's another, I'm back checking in over at Oneness Talk Radio chat, and another one came in and said, have you also experienced a new kind of headaches in different places of the head? Big time. A lot to share on that. I don't feel like it's the old ache and pressure, more like vibrating with pain. Yes, and we do have a lot to share about that.
So the one little tidbit I want to offer that would relate to any of these is to notice, when you notice the body calling, is to take a breath and also notice other aspects of your consciousness. What are you noticing or feeling, not necessarily emotional, but what are you feeling or sensing around you or in you at that time? Is there a connection opportunity? That is, if you pause and move into a meditative mind, is there something more? Because I've noticed a direct correlation between my tendonitis that I have in my hands and the frequency that I'm touching.
Yeah. And also, I think we should say that we have been working exclusively with and ways, because we're going to include this in the 2020 Ascension symptoms experience this year, how we have been working through all of this. And I will share with you, and I know it's radical. I am 100% sugar-free, chemical-free, grain-free. And I will share that when I started, the pain in my feet was so extreme that I would just have to stay out of my body all the time to be able to walk. And when I would come back into my body, I couldn't understand it and nobody understood it. And I am now walking extraordinarily well. And you know, is it the diet? Well, maybe there is a new diet for a new consciousness. And, you know, was the change radical and difficult? I don't know. My body is also reshaping in front of me. I released, I don't even know, 30 some odd pounds have just kind of found another space. So, and the same with Sri. We're noticing our fingers are getting longer. These are some of the things we haven't talked about yet. Where I was noticing, and I literally watched blue energy pulsing through my arm the other night. There are a lot of things that are happening. We are receiving, just so all of you know, and I think maybe we should mention this a little bit, Sri and I are leaving for Bhutan and India next week. We are already receiving so much powerful information, and yet we are being asked to be with it right now, and we are.
Yeah.
What we can share with you is that we are going to be live New Year's Eve on YouTube when we will start sharing. And in all of 2020 is the year of the divine director's presence on this planet. And it will, that the messages are humbling and profound. And I'm sharing with this with all of you right now, because what's been happening for Sri and I over the past, November certainly has called it in.
Yes, November has been an apex.
Has been a cosmic apex, is that connections and the way things are coming together and the way things are being viewed. And so we invite you right now to pay attention. What is being put in front of you? What are you remembering? What are you touching? You know, I gave the example yesterday that, mm-hmm. you know, it's like, well, what are you doing to say yes to the universe? The universe is getting ready to hand you the greatest blessing of your life to date, right? The universe is getting ready to say, oh, I see that you're carrying sincerity, love, and presence, and this is the mission that you are activating. Let us activate together. That is outside of illusion. That cannot happen in density, because in density, it's all illusion. So and there will be a lot of co-creation. However, it's of a different nature. And so as you walk into this full moon, what steps are you taking? What is your active process? Mm-hmm. Have you gotten clear on what's before you right now? I know that we're clear. Yes. We're probably the clearest we've ever been. And we invite you, give yourself the gift of getting even clearer.
And to get even clearer, I want to reinforce what was shared earlier.
Please.
To manifest involves vision and action.
Right. Exactly. You can't just sit around and go, yeah, well, if it's meant to be, it'll happen while you're on the couch. It's not going to happen.
And over the years, I've coached many people who may say something to me like, well, I see myself as a singer. I said, okay, well, when's the last time you sang?
Exactly.
Exactly.
I'm embarrassed to sing in front of people. Well, until you can stop self-judgment, right? I'm not good enough is self-judgment.
And so it is one of those things. If you're given a clear vision of what's to be, are you taking action congruent with that vision?
Right.
Congruent, meaning a supporting step. And the step doesn't have to be the whole way forward, but it must be right lined up with it and be willing to keep stepping.
Yeah, in every way, in every way. And, you know, let's step back over to the call board, Sri. And where are we going? You want to go to Puerto Rico?
We can do that.
All right. We're in Puerto Rico. Namaste, Puerto Rico. Bienvenido.
Namaste, beloved. It's Venus.
Hi, sweetheart. Welcome. Namaste.
Hi. So, yeah, very interesting. I just felt the call to tune in. I'm experiencing also some interesting that you know how I'm in the unemployment. I have not been receiving my checks and. So I'm just open to receive, the opening of my mission and what I'm really supposed to be doing. I thought, like, for a while, I'm just going to be doing this, right? But I'm calling in a greater opening of my mission.
So taking a breath, take it. Just breathe. Just breathe, because I see. I'm seeing it. Your heart is so big. I mean, it's just so big. And your throat. And now I know why I had to wear the Shiva protection pendant today. Your throat, your truth, is being almost overwhelmed by your heart, meaning that they're saying you have not yet found your voice. That the voice that you carry has greater presence, greater tenacity, and greater expansive recognition of the mission at hand. And as I'm sharing that with you, whew, I'm actually losing my breath. I can't even talk. Hold on. So they're saying that it's time to free your truth. And so my right hand, if you're watching, my right hand is covering the truth chakra. And my left hand, they want the palm at the third eye pointing straight up. Those are the areas of the cosmic meridians, okay? And I want you to breathe up through the nose, out of the mouth.
Out of the mouth.
Up through the nose. Out of the mouth. And they're saying, relax your mind. Give your heart a rest. Call forward your soul and write. Let the illumination you have been waiting for reveal itself, and I will be done. And so it is.
So it is.
Mm. Thank you.
Much love.
Thank
dear.
You.
We love you, honey. Namaste.
I love you too. Mm. Namaste.
Bye, honey. And I'm going to invite everyone, if you want to, put your hands on your heart. I have both of my hands on my heart center right now, because we are a community that comes together in positivity, in really the gift of protection. We are so blessed to have, I don't want to say we're troll free, but boy, if ever we could get as close to that as possible, that's the energy of community. That's what's being demonstrated. What's being demonstrated to you here is that we are always in an ever refining spiral. It's just a question of which way are you going with your awareness, your experience, and your choice. And I want to bring this all together again for November. We are in a month of choice. And the information the divine directors have called forward is that it's going to be from right after the new moon, the 27th to the 30th, although that's actually going to get a little bonus time because of this Mercury retrograde. So that's going to stretch out to around December 7. That's going to be the moment when that choice is really being anchored, meaning the active principles are in process. And so with all our heart and soul, I'm again inviting you, what is being shown to you right now? What's really flowing and what's not? And conversely, what's trying to pull you down in the spiral? And recognize, my loves, although when we're going down in the spiral, we have a hard time recognizing, right? But recognize that if you wind up going down in the spiral, it just means you're going through another gift of awareness, experience, and choice. It's not eternal. And the cycles of awareness, experience, and choice don't have a lot of defined parameters once you step outside of the third dimension. And that's why when we offer our revelations each month, our ascension energy forecast, we are always sharing with you, this is how density is receiving this energy. Here is the fifth dimensional overlay of that energy. And here is the gift waiting if you are ready to give yourself the moment of just saying yes to lifting even through that. But it all comes down to one thing. And you know what that is, guys? It's the opportunity to say yes to yourself. How many inspirations have you had, right? You run to a friend and you go, I just had the most amazing thing happen to me. And they're like, let me give you a pill and tell you why I'm worried about you, right? Or whatever else. When we can, you always call it keep the champagne in, right?
Keep the cork
in
the bottle.
When we can be bubbling that champagne with the recognition of the release of the judgment of ourself, then everything conspires and lines up around us to unpack that. And I know we've been seeing a lot of that happening this month here at Tosa Blue Mountain.
Yeah, yeah. And it reminds me to remind you.
Hey.
Right now is a good time to reinforce your commitment to pull 5 minutes out of the distraction of your day and bring it into the centered presence of the real-time connection with your divinity.
Right.
The real-time connection means presence, not preoccupation.
Right.
The real-time connection means commitment. I offer my energy here and now. And sometimes a spiritual practice is just the ticket to get you into that flow, to take a moment and perhaps go to the website and take a look at the Living On practice. That one in particular is useful at this time because it runs a lot of energy.
And if you don't know where to find the Living On practice, go to shrinkcare.com. Right on the homepage tab, you will see Yoga of Self-Ascension, and it will drop down a whole list of practices. It's right there.
And so as you make this commitment to take 5 minutes each day during this, especially now, during this waxing moon, during this energy of expanded clarity, you will be gifted through energetic presence, beingness, and possibly invited to step into a further refinement of what you didn't know before, meaning that the refinement is a greater version of you.
That's the full moon. I love that. That is the succinct full moon energy. The greater version of you in fully empowerment, in full empowerment with the divine presence within, which means basically the yoga of self-ascension, allowing the soul to lead, will do exactly that.
Yes.
I love it.
And so, beloved ones, it's up to you. This is your life. You got nothing to lose. And
it's always your
to
choice
gain.
In a month of choice.
Yeah, yeah. And hey, you could choose to do more. This is what we think is the minimum to keep you on a path of conscious awakening.
Whoo! And guys, the other thing I want to start talking about is what you're going to be doing on the full moon. And before we go there, Sri, should we welcome in a few more callers?
Yeah,
I also want to just give a celebratory awesome. You had mentioned earlier about, you know, your process about listening to the body part and all of that.
Yeah.
Well, we had a guest right here, 203, over in Oneness Talk Radio, who said, my ear hurt. And I asked, and it said I couldn't drink any more of the thoughts, the old thoughts, which were a pattern and were from my childhood, what I heard. And it was so harsh, so I wasn't going to hear. So I listened and recognized it, and it is going away that fast. So thank you, thank you, thank you for saying yes to you. I'm so grateful that you took the moment. And see, that's the gift of those 5 minutes a day, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. So before we start talking more about things you can do on the full moon to really harvest and call this energy in, Sri, we're going to our call board. Where are we at? Concord, North Carolina, it looks like. Hey,
yeah.
North Carolina. Namaste. Welcome.
Hi, guys. How are you guys today?
We are delighted to be with you, sweetheart.
I first wanted to first say thank you, Sri and Kira. I've been kind of started on this path. I'll say this really quickly, but probably when I was like 17 or 18, so it was really young, and I actually didn't know I was on this path until recently. But your raw authenticity and just being in your light has really just allowed me to continuously say yes over and over and over again. So I really want to say thank you guys so much. And hi to everyone. I love everyone. But yeah, if you just had a minute for maybe a mini soul reading.
Wow. Angel. Of course. Of course we do. Oh, of course, sweetheart. You know, the first thing I want to share with you is that may all of the blessings you just showered upon this entire community with that beautiful opening prayer, because we often don't realize that when we speak with gratitude, we're offering a prayer. And so I'm sharing that prayer returned to you, first of all, with infinite blessings and multitudes of abundant experiences that will illuminate your life with only Shanti, Bhakti, and Ananda. And I'm starting with that as well, because you have these two ascended masters that came up while you were sharing. Very, very beautiful. You have Saint Germain right here, and you have Lady Nada right here. And they're in beautiful harmony together. But what I'm really enjoying is, and as I'm talking about it, it's like my whole crown chakra is like being tickled, so I'm having to touch it because and it's almost like I want you to do the same. It's like put your fingers up on your crown chakra and just wow, wow, wow. They're saying we are here tickling you awake. Mm-hmm. And we have offered you our name so that you can call on us by name and relax into that which you know you already are. And they're saying that you are at a great moment of discovery and awakening. And so that is in and of itself, like it takes my breath away in the upper chest. And so deep breath, go back into the spirit, you know, spiritual mastery of Sri and Kira app and do the Om Aum practice often, really often, because there is a pressure on your upper chest that has been weighing you down. And the reason and as I'm sharing that, I'm feeling the hands of both of these masters, one on each of your shoulder, and their other hands are on the back of your heart chakra right now. And they're saying anyone else who wishes to feel this may. And I'm watching a beam of pure violet light come through those hands, through the back of your heart, and it's radiating out the front of your chest. And they're saying, relax into the arms of true love and remember who you are, for we have been whispering to you now for quite a while. Simply listen. And so it is.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you.
Namaste. Thank you, sweetheart. Well, I'm not all here, Sri. I just need you to hear. I'm kind of gone right now. Sorry, guys.
Let's take a moment.
These spontaneous installments have been getting much more intense
and frequent.
Yeah. And wow, yeah. And this is, you know, the Mastery Mentorship, like I was thinking about, it just seems like it just happened, our November one. Every month, it looks like we're getting spontaneous installments now.
Oh, yeah.
And I was thinking, I wanted to share with all of you in this moment, and thank you for allowing us to share that, you know, Sri, in our remembering, right?
Yes.
Remember, we are all in the remembering, and how you remember right now and where it takes you with the wisdom of the master that you are now from that 19-year cycle will carry you into this full moon. And a few days ago, last Thursday, I think it was, there were seven of us gathered here, and everyone was meeting each other for the first time. And we wound up having such, and we were over at the river, and we were toning, we were in the Temescal, and we were sharing, and we were just being, just enjoying the incredible, real magic here at Tosa Blue Mountain, guys. You know, I will say that what people claim is at Vilcabamba isn't. It's overrun. It's egocentric. It's spiritualized. Sri and I got out of there after 4 hours, canceled our motels. It's here. And it's always kind of where it's hiding, not where it's being publicly broadcast. And so the reason I'm sharing that as well is when the seven of us got together that day, a cosmic revelation came in. And it was a very profound one that Sri and I don't feel at liberty to talk about yet. However, that cosmic revelation has led to the exponential expansion and the clarity for Sri and I, and was actually an unexpected message from the heavens that has come our way.
Yeah.
At a moment we were asking, I was especially saying, you got to show me confirmation before I start saying this to the world. And so pay attention, because it's happening on every level and it's coming in at ways you may not expect. And we tried to get all seven of us together for the full moon, because we felt that maybe the seven of us needed to be together. And it looks like we're going to be five. And we could have been three. And no matter what, whether it was three gathered, five gathered, or seven, we were all prime numbers. And so,
which is powerful in its own right.
Exactly. And so on this full moon, the five of us will be gathered. We will begin our evening in our Temescal. And what we have been called to do is to record this. And we will share this afterwards. We're being told that this can help capture the energy of that moment, and that touching back in is like sipping from the well. And so we will put that up at YouTube. So you're going to want to look for that. And it leads us to, what are you going to do?
Right.
And because then we're going to, I don't know what we want to call this yet. We were throwing around all these terms about, it's a moment to start the master-filled creation of your ascended being.
Mm. Just be with that for a moment.
Okay, I will.
The master-filled creation of your ascended being.
Yeah.
You know, I want to invite you all for a moment. You know, we talked about taking your 5 minutes and being really present, not forcing it, not demanding. There's a difference between commanding the light and demanding a response.
Right.
To command is to co-mandate. It's a co-creative act. It's saying, in my clarity, I am now available for X, for this, versus, you better get off your butt, God, and should give me a sign. You know, it's like it's a whole different kind of thing. It's when we say show me, there is a clarity of a heart.
And I want to just jump in, because I know we're going to run out of time. What you can specifically do on this full moon is sit with another. However, if you are going to do this with another, it is imperative they support you and only see you in their highest. So we suggest a three-step process. Number one, go get the PDF from the Divine Directors that is on our homepage, sreenkira.com.
Yes.
Read it. Download it. You can't miss it. Go to the homepage. Scroll right there. It's from the Divine Directors. Click on it. Download it. Read that. Feel that. Begin your ceremony with that. Then let each being you are with, which is why we were encouraging smaller groups, not big, huge groups for this, but you do what your heart wants to do. And when you come together, you really say, this is who I am. You declare it as present time. I am Lady Kira Ra. And you declare it. And you share your manifested vision of that experience in the world. And then each of you declares, and you discover how you can assist each other. And you call that into form, and then you breathe in and hopefully view in, if you can see, what the archangelic realm calls the true lumens of the moon. And you begin to notice the energy coming in.
Yeah.
And we encourage an evening of conscious dreaming where you invite full integration so that when you wake up the morning of the 13th, the activation has already completed.
And one other thing that I have always found beautiful and useful is to offer the breath its centering moment with the release of sound.
Ooh,
to tone together,
yes.
To just be together with that creates a harmonic that is a synergistic moment.
Mm.
I am and be and tone and receive that clarity. And your dream time will be filled.
Yeah.
And sometimes we don't realize what we dreamed or dreamt until we pick up our journal the next day and just begin filling the page.
And release the judgment. Oftentimes, we're not even aware of what we're aware of until we sit down and allow it to come forward. Whether it comes forward with a recorder, whether it comes forward with a journal, whether it comes forward with a keyboard, whether it comes forward in conversation with a friend, the key is to say yes and to allow it to come forward. My angels, the entire world is birthing over the next few days. This full moon energy is profound. It is power-filled. And all beings will be offered this opportunity.
Yes.
And for the evolutionary and rapid co-creative manifestation of your expansive dreams and beings and knowings, bear in mind that in density, a lot of things are also going to be fulfilled.
Yeah. Let's take a breath and just be with that. As we come to a close today, I invite you to remember that your soul knows the way.
Yeah.
And as we breathe into that ascended heart and we allow the divine presence to fill our consciousness and our being, we will come to the realization that all is truly well. See you next week, beloveds.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.